patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, baby. High roller, baby. Baby, baby.
She's got to be excited. The playoffs are about to start, and she is on the court following the team that is most likely to win the world championship based on people who make a living doing it in Vegas. The Bucks are the favorites. You got to be smiling, Zora. You got to be smiling.
Oh, my goodness. I knew you were going to come with this. We all have to stay chill.
Here we go.
Pebble called it.
Homer's going to go out on a limb, be all excited about the future, and Zora's going to have to reel him back in.
I'm not taking anything
Zora,
for granted.
Zora, thank you for doing my job. I try to do the same. Reel this guy in every freaking day. I got to reel him in.
See, here's what it is. It's tough to catch a muskie, but the Bucks are the team that has a muskie on the line. Now all that you're deciding is you reel it in to see how big it is.
I don't get that fishing reference, but okay.
You don't take anything for granted how great the playoffs are going to be. But you're the favorites. That's an incredibly great position to be in. Doesn't mean you're overconfident. It means, oh, baby, let's roll the ball out and see what happens.
Who says they're the favorites? Is that our biased opinion?
They're the favorite everywhere. Everywhere.
According to?
That people that have to make a living at being right.
I'll even take this biased fans away because, like, what the Bucks did this season sets them up perfectly for the playoffs. I mean, analytically and just watching the game, they are the best team in the NBA right now. But the best team does not always win, and I just want, like, 16 wins is so hard to get. So much
has
to happen.
Yes, I agree. But if you could go into a playoff, who wouldn't want to be the best team?
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're in an amazing position. They are in an amazing position right now. I just want everybody to kind of take it one round at a time. I would say one game at a time, but I know people are not doing that, so... How about we just take it one round at a time? Like, let's wait and see what happens tonight with the 7-8 game, because that'll then dictate who goes, down to play the winner of 9-10, which then will be, who the Bucks will end up playing. And, like, let's just let the process happen. We cannot get too giddy. Plus, if everybody wants their role in this, the more giddy you get as a fan, the more of that giddy energy that rubs up on the players and they feel like they have it in the back.
The players are influenced by that?
That's my point to get everybody to calm down.
Wow. All right. So what do I have to do then? Do you realize if you bet $100 and you pick the Bucks to win the NBA championship, you get $240. If you bet $100 and pick the Bulls to win the championship, and they do, you win $50,000. Now, here's my question for Zora. You want to be $240 or you want to be $50,000?
Well, I don't participate in betting.
I understand that.
And I'm not allowed. As a Bucks employee, so I can't do that. More is always greater. Like, a three-point shot is more than a layup.
All right, tell me how I need to act through the playoffs because of all those other fans that may be like me and whatever that means.
Homer, here's the thing. Like, no matter what I tell you, you're still going to be hype and low-key a little bit nuts. So we should just let you rock. Let you be you.
So
that's the best thing to do, Zora. Just let him go.
What's going too far? Is it going too far to say the Bucks are going to win the world championship? Or do you say, hey, they're the favorite. Let's take it one game at a time or whatever. I'm willing to adhere to the Zora rules as the favorite.
The Zora rules are the Bucks are in a, great position right now. They have all the talent. They just need to stay healthy and a little bit of luck, and they're on the right track.
Speaking of staying healthy, how's Middleton?
Yeah, limited right now.
Mm. So you mean get healthy. So, that's what you mean.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Mm. Well, then you just did it.
Same with. I know you're not even going to ask about that. But
hey, you just calmed him down. Good job.
Yeah, no, I'm.
It's just calmed him down with that Middleton news. Now we're back to the other end of the spectrum.
No, they're not the favorite anymore.
Zora doesn't want to be your favorite,
Homer, you knew Chris was, like, had to heal a little bit. He forgot.
No, I didn't know.
You forgot. Just be honest.
No, I did not forget.
For a second, you forgot.
No, I did not.
Homer?
No.
He tweaked the knee again.
Just changed, like, last week. Within, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I did. Literally,
so that means you forgot.
Dang, I hate to be a Debbie Downer.
Pebble, why can't you just admit you forgot?
No, I didn't forget.
Just admit you forgot. It's
no,
all right.
Because
you're old. We understand.
No, I'm trying to factor in what you said before, that you need to see him play to see that he's back to normal. So I'm...
I just said one word. I just said limited. That's all.
Yes.
I mean, everything, and I knew that when I was giving the Bucks are in a great position. I still believe that.
You don't want me to over-focus on that.
I want you to let things happen. What day are we? I don't even know what day. Tuesday.
Yes.
They don't play till Sunday. That's a lot of time in the world. These guys are used to playing every other day. Right?
Well,
that's over a span of like four games.
Well, no, I don't even. I've assumed they're going to win the series. I'm not even taking this series seriously.
No. We're not doing that. Uh-huh.
He's doing that.
I'm going to need you to watch every game and tell me where
I'm going to be watching every game. Don't worry.
As far as the game,
I'm watching all the games.
I know, but I don't care about anything other than Dr. Smith talking about Middleton.
I'm going to be looking squarely at Middleton to see how he is. I need a Middleton cam.
I need everybody to be locked in for this first round. Lock in.
We're locked in. You better talk to that dude over there, Homer.
You need what means locked in?
Oh, here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
A lot of different things.
This guy.
There's no way they're losing this series.
You don't even know who you're playing yet.
Doesn't matter.
What if you're playing the Hawks?
I know you can't say it. Tony, there's no way they're losing this series.
Zora, what's a better matchup?
That's a great question.
You know, this has been a hard one for me because I have reasons why each team, you know, you got to, like, be on your P's and Q's. Like, we'll go down the line here. Miami, because they know how to show up in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They are battle-tested. They've got a crew that's kind of done it and been there before. And they, like, just when you don't think they have that great of a regular season, they show up in the playoffs. Last season, bubble season, you know, Miami does that. Then you go to Atlanta. Trae Young has the ability to go off. That's all he does. They competed with the Bucks a few years ago in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Quinn Snyder, who's their coach, was an assistant for Bud in Atlanta when Bud was in Atlanta. And they go back to the San Antonio Spurs days. Like, they just know each other's system too much for my liking. Toronto, Nick Nurse, he's like annoying, right? All the junk defense and the box in one and the triangle in two. And Giannis has seen it with the wall, the origin of the wall. I mean, Giannis has seen all of that and he's better equipped to deal with it. But still, like, why do you want to be annoyed like that? And remember, that's the team that forced the Bucks into overtime in Toronto in January. They were down by 20 with like a minute left. And force the game to overtime. Like, a team like that makes you worry. Chicago, I would say, is the least of my worries if I had to pick one. But you never want to, like, wish for an opponent. You never want to, like, go through in the
season. I never want to wish for an opponent?
No, okay. You don't.
All right. And why is that?
So much because you be careful what you wish for. I know you've heard that one. You could say, oh, I really, really want the Bucks.
He has heard it, but he doesn't.
Nah,
he doesn't buy
I want
by
the
anything.
Bulls of the.
I figured
I want the Pistons.
Right? Oh, yeah, I want the magic. There, and you know, there are no teams like that on this run. Like, you don't have, I mean, the Bucks had Detroit in the first round. What year? 2019, that run. They had Detroit in the first round. In the bubble, they had Orlando in the first round. You don't have those matchups anymore.
Really? Like, I remember that's how we had the Bucks in six, when Brandon Jennings said that, as the Bucks were playing against Miami, and they would have had to play 50 games for the Bucks to win four. But I think
point, you don't have those, like,
you don't have those
relatively easy first round. I mean, every team right now in the play-in, you've got to, like I said, lock in. You can't just show up. You got to show up and play.
I know, but the Bucks have a group of players that you've talked
show
about.
Show up and play, Homer.
They're not going to be that way. They're not like that. Giannis is going to allow them, and they have enough they're not capable of doing that. They're just showing up.
They're not capable of thinking like Homer does. We're going to cruise to the first round.
I'm grateful for that. All Bucks fans should be grateful that the team is not capable
of thinking like Homer.
That's fine. What am I bothered by that? That speaks, as I will steal from my team, caked on the character of its best player. And the best player is Giannis. And you don't ever do that.
No, I mean, this guy, he's so incredible. A week off, I'd worry about it for any other superstar. Just because rhythm, right, getting up and down, and especially in these practices, you don't want to do too much. Like, how do you orchestrate the week? But Giannis, like, when he gets a couple days off to, like, get his legs under him, it's scary. Like, he's good. Comes out even better.
So, downhill, baby. Get downhill.
Yeah. You can get downhill. Be aggressive.
Any idea of the rotation, how large? He's got 100 players to pick from. I don't think Bud has ever had a roster as deep as this one to decide on what to do in the playoffs.
Agreed? I think it's going to change. Yeah, agreed. I think it's going to change series to series.
Sure, yeah.
And health is now a factor, which I hate to say, but it's like, you know, if everyone was healthy, I would almost have an easier answer for you. But because some folks are on the mend.
Who else is on the mend besides Middleton?
Remember, Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton were out the last few games with ankle sprains.
Oh, they can stay out.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. You couldn't have picked two others. Tony's not.
My two favorite players. Have them sit out.
So are you starting Jay Crowder then, Tony?
I could, yeah. I wouldn't mind. I could do that.
We'll see. I only bring that up last season. Wesley Matthews is in the starting lineup for the playoffs. He took Grayson Allen out of the starting lineup. But Grayson has had a way better season this year, offensively and defensively.
That he has.
I really, really
is. Tony, are you willing to admit that? That's a no.
That's the regular season. Who cares about the regular season?
No.
What are you going to do in the playoffs? What kind of playoff pedigree do you have?
Well, we gotta wait and see.
Now, I have a question for both of you. When you had that terrible game and everybody just said, oh, it's just one game, can you also have it's just one game in the playoffs?
Ooh.
If you have a bad game, you better. If you have a bad game, you better be one game and it's over. Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying if the Bucks lost by 30, would you say, hey, it's just one game? Or you'd say, nah, you can't say that in the playoffs anymore. There have been some incredible blows.
Playoffs, not a one-game scenario.
Okay, so it could happen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, there could be that. That could happen. And no, everybody should not freak out.
Homer will.
No Bucks fans should ever freak out. The team has proven that they can come back from 0-2. 2-0, however you want to.
Yeah, but don't be overconfident. They could lose. They could lose by 50, and you wouldn't be worried. And that, but don't be overconfident. I'm still learning.
That's the pot calling the kettle black. Come on.
All right. I know you're smiling, Zora. This is awesome.
You talking about overconfident? That's you.
Yeah.
Because I got told.
I can't believe Tony and I are like. Have morphed into like being on the same page.
I don't think.
Sorry, it took you a while to come around.
I don't know what overconfident is.
Welcome, Sarah.
But I'm not overconfident. I'm definitely not overconfident with limited right now. But I'm still confident.
Zora got off the sinking end of the boat, and now she's on the floating side of the boat.
There you go. Thanks, Zora.
Oh, bye.
I think this wears her out.
You were going down. Yeah, because you're like talking crazy over there.
Well, I'm not talking crazy.
No one wants to hear you talk crazy.
They're just talking the truth.
Oh, they're going to win it. It's over. We don't have to do anything. We just lay down and we're going to hand us the trophy.
I don't know. I don't think
that's how you sound.
I know. Well, it's not how I feel. That's how you sound. Well, they're not
telling you.
Well, definitely not with limited right now.
Whatever you're saying, and it's whatever you think's coming out of your mouth, I'm telling you what's coming in our ears.
Oh. Is it coming in your ear too, Pebble?
Yep, I'm also coming in your ears going to break.
Next.